The notable thing about our idiot brother is that Paul Rudd joins the very short list, consisting mainly of Spencer Tracy and Morgan Freeman, of actors who can play saints without being saccharine, boring, or just plain stupid. Despite the movie's title, he never seems idiotic, just simple and innocent in the attractive modes of those concepts, a man so pure of heart that it never occurs to him that the truth, as he sees it, usually correctly, might be misunderstood. Undermeanings and irony and even sarcasm sail right over his head, and even his stated assumption that people will always live up to your trust in them can't always cover the confusions that he causes, and you can't blame his family for not being too happy to have him living with them. To keep such a character from seeming unsympathetic, to keep him even attractive, without descending to farce, is a rare accomplishment, and Rudd never hits a wrong beat. It's remarkable, and will almost certainly be overlooked at Oscar time, because comedy usually is. And Rudd is much aided by a first-rate cast, headed by Elizabeth Banks, and with Zooey Deschanel and Emily Mortimer among the names you know, and Shirley Knight among those you remember. With so many characters, each with her little subplot, our idiot brother never gets around to doing much with, for example, Zooey Deschanel's being a promiscuous bisexual nude model, but everybody does what there is to do with skill and finesse. And the movie is less plot than a number of incidents that hold up even if you've lost track of who is supposed to be linked to whom. Conflicts are brief and not to be taken seriously. If we didn't like the characters so much, we wouldn't care enough to keep our interest up. But it's a nice world to spend a couple of hours in, and there are a lot of chuckles and some belly laughs. There's a lot to be said for pure relaxation. Jim Erickson, over and out.